天路导向
Leading the way。
Hello listening friends，
麦克牧师主讲。
亲爱的朋友你好，
安详翻译。
耶稣说，我就是道路真理生命，
让我们携手同走天路。
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们平安，欢迎大家继续收听今天的天路导向节目，我是主持人小华。那我们现在正在学习的系列是奇异恩典。正如上期所讲的，从创世之初，亚当夏娃就已经开始犯罪，不相信神的恩典。那之后发生了什么事呢？撒旦又是如何应用人性的软弱呢？那我们又可以从中学到哪些呢？好，那就让我们与麦克牧师一起进入今天的节目吧。
Hello, listening friends.
亲爱的朋友，你好。
We are delighted that you tuned in to listen to this broadcast.
很高兴你今天收听我们的节目。
If you are joining us for the first time,
如果你是第一次收听。
We are just starting a new series of broadcasts on the awesome character of God's grace.
我们刚刚开始新一系列的信息，有关于神恩典的奇妙。
Last time we learned that God is eternal, but His grace is not.
上次我们谈到神是永恒的，但他的恩典却不是。
That there is a time coming.
当时候到了。
When the grace of God will be withdrawn.
神的恩典便会撤回。
There is a time that is coming.
当时候到了。
When we will have to face God's judgment for our lives.
我们必须面对神的审判。
Therefore, we must receive God's grace while it can be found.
所以我们必须在仍然可以寻求的时候接受神的恩典。
In the last broadcast, we left off with Adam and Eve eating the fruit from the one and only forbidden tree.
上次我们也讲到亚当和夏娃吃了禁果。
Everything in the world was theirs except the fruit from one tree.
世界上一切都是属于他们的，唯独那一棵树上的果子。
So what did they do?
但是他们做了什么呢？
They ate from that tree.
他们吃了那禁果。
And they started the cycle of temptation that each of us face every single day.
他们导致了我们每一天要面对的不断循环之试探的开始。
But we also learned that the amazing grace of God can release us from these temptations.
但我们也知道神的奇异恩典能够将我们从这些试探中释放出来。
First, let us look at how some people rationalize their thoughts.
首先让我们看看某些人是如何为他们的思想做出解释的。
The first step,
第一步,
God is not good. If he was good, he wouldn't tell me not to do something that I want to do.
是神不好。如果他是好的话，就不会禁止我所想做的事了。
God must not want me to be happy.
神必定不想让我快乐。
This leads to the second step.
这就引发了第二步。
Satan told them that God lies.
撒旦告诉他们说，神会说谎。
And Satan tells our generation that the Bible is not true.
撒旦对现今的世代说，圣经不是真确的。
Satan told Adam and Eve that freedom means going against the command of God.
撒旦对亚当和夏娃说，要得自由，便要违背神的命令。
That will lead to the third step.
这又引发了第三步。
Satan tells our generation that unless I can be free to do whatever I want, I cannot be truly fulfilled in life.
撒旦对现今的世代说，除非我能够自由地做我想做的事情，否则我便会遗憾终身。
Adam and Eve's temptation are precisely our temptations today.
亚当和夏娃的试探正是今天我们所面对的试探。
Their disobedience and fall is a true picture of the state of all human beings.
他们的叛逆和堕落是所有人类的真实写照。
But here's the truth.
然而真理却是
Whether we like it or not,
无论我们喜不喜欢。
Whether we admit it or not,
无论我们接不接受
whether we acknowledge it or not,
无论我们承不承认
this is God's universe and not ours.
宇宙是属于神的，不是我们的。
And God rules in his universe any way that he wants to rule in his universe.
而神统管宇宙，以他的心意来治理他的创造。
God's justice requires that sin must be judged.
神的公义要求罪必须受到审判。
God's justice requires that sin must be punished.
神的公义要求罪必须受到刑罚。
If you really want to understand how that works,
如果你真的想明白这个道理，
refuse to work on the job and see what happens.
试试看，在你上班时拒绝工作会有什么后果呢？
You will get fired, and no amount of excuses will help you.
不论你有多少个理由，你都会被开除。
God said to Adam and Eve that refusal to do what God said to do would lead to death.
神对亚当和夏娃说，违反神的命令必定死。
And no amount of excuses would help.
不论你有多少的理由，也无济于事。
But both Adam and Eve made excuses.
但亚当和夏娃有很多借口。
Let's turn again to the scripture of Genesis chapter 3, beginning verse 8.
让我们再把圣经翻到创世纪三章，由第八节开始。天起了凉风，耶和华神在园中行走，那人和他妻子听见神的声音，就藏在园里的树木中，躲避耶和华神的面。耶和华神呼唤那人，对他说，你在哪里？他说，我在园中听见你的声音，我就害怕，因为我赤身露体，我便藏了。耶和华说，谁告诉你赤身露体呢？莫非你吃了我吩咐你不可吃的那树上的果子吗？那人说，你所赐给我与我同居的女人，她把那树上的果子给我，我就吃了。耶和华神对女人说，你做的是什么事呢？女人说，那蛇引诱我，我就吃了。
My listening friends, do you know what both Adam and Eve's excuse really was?
亲爱的朋友，你知不知道亚当和夏娃真正的借口是什么？
Do you know whom they were really blaming for the rebellion?
你知不知道他们为自己的反叛而真正在埋怨谁呢？
Ultimately, they were blaming God for their sin and rebellion and disobedience.
他们最终是在埋怨神，是神导致了他们反叛。
Adam said, the woman you gave me made me do it.
亚当说，是你所赐给我的女人要我吃的。
And Eve said, the creature you created made me do it.
夏娃说，是你所造的蛇叫我吃的。
And we have been making excuses ever since.
从此以后，我们便不断制造借口了。
I am sure that some of you are asking this question by now.
我相信我们当中有些人现在必定会问
Where is that grace that you're supposed to be talking about?
那么你所说的恩典在哪里呢？
What I'm doing is putting up the screen first in order to project the picture of grace.
我只是先拉开荧幕，然后才投射一幅恩典的影像。
I have been painting the dark picture of sin before you can see the light of grace.
在你可以看见恩典的光辉之前，我一直在描绘罪的黑暗图画。
For it is only in the context of sin that grace can be truly appreciated.
因为恩典在罪中才会显得伟大。
And that is why Satan's modern day deception is to blur sin and therefore the need for grace.
正因如此，撒旦今天的欺骗手段就是要人对罪恶感到模糊。对恩典的需要也是一样。
Here is how Satan works.
这就是撒旦的手段。
If everyone says, sin is not really a sin, it's just a mistake. And who doesn't make a mistake?
如果人人说，罪并不算是罪，只是小小的错误，有谁没犯过错呢？
If he can deceive people into believing that God is only merciful and he will go easy on sin,
如果撒旦欺骗人，使人相信神只是仁慈的，他是不会斤斤计较我们的罪恶的。
Then there is no need for grace.
那么人就不需要恩典了。
And if there is no need for grace,
而如果无需恩典的话
，When we get into trouble, we try to make an excuse.
当我们犯罪的时候，我们会找借口。
But these excuses won't help you.
但这些个借口却帮不了我们。
Well, first let's look at God's grace in the garden.
好，让我们先来看看伊甸园里神是如何施行恩典的。
And the first thing you notice that Adam and Eve did not immediately die.
第一件你会留意到的事，就是亚当和夏娃并没有立即死去。
They did die spiritually.
他们的灵确实死了。
And that's why they were hiding from God.
所以他们躲避神。
God said that the day you eat from the tree is the day you will die.
神说，那树上的果子你不可吃，因为你吃的日子必定死。
That is justice.
这就是公义。
If you break the law, then you'll go to prison.
如果你违反法律，你就要坐牢。
That's justice.
这就是公义。
But grace comes in and says, I will give you time to repent.
但恩典却说，我会给你悔改的机会。
Now the God of grace will do even more than that.
现在赐恩典的神要给的更多。
He's going to give them time to believe on the Savior that is coming to the world.
神给他们时间，叫他们相信有一位救主会来到世界。
Today, if you are not a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ,
今天，如果你不是主耶稣基督的跟随者，
the reason that you are alive right now is so that God might give you an opportunity to repent and believe in the Lord Jesus Christ.
你现今还活着的原因，就是神让你有机会悔改，并相信主耶稣基督。
Secondly,
第二，
the God of grace promised a redeemer to undo Satan's deception.
赐恩典的神应许派一位救赎主来揭穿撒旦的骗局。
Look at Genesis 3:15.
请看创世纪3:15.
I will put enmity between you and the woman and between your offspring and hers. He will crush your head and you will strike his heel.
我又要叫你和女人彼此为仇，你的后裔和女人的后裔也彼此为仇，女人的后裔要伤你的头，你要伤她的脚跟。
Genesis 3:15 is the first announcement of the gospel of Jesus Christ in the whole of the Bible.
创世纪3:15是全本圣经里第一次宣布主耶稣基督的福音。
Adam and Eve at the time did not comprehend all that God was telling them.
亚当和夏娃当时并不明白神对他们所说的一切。
But they understood enough to know that a Redeemer was coming.
但他们知道有一位救赎主会来。
In fact, they thought that their firstborn was given to them to be that Redeemer.
实际上，他们以为他们的长子便是那位救赎者。
And that is why they called him Cain.
因此他们叫他该隐。
Which means here he is.
就是得到的意思。
To their utter devastation, Cain turned out to be the first murderer.
然而有如晴天霹雳，该隐成为第一个杀人犯。
It took thousands of years before the Redeemer was announced to the Virgin Mary in Nazareth.
经过几千年的时间，救赎主才在拿撒勒地方有一位童贞女所生。
The angel Gabriel told Mary and Joseph to name him Jesus.
天使加百列对玛利亚和约瑟说，给他起名叫耶稣。
Because he will save his people from their sins.
因他要将自己的百姓从罪恶里救出来。
And that is why Adam named his wife Eve.
因此亚当叫妻子为夏娃。
Which means life or giver of life.
意思是生命或生命的赐予者。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because of the promise of God that he will send a life-giving Savior through her.
因为是神的应许，是神要借着他差派一位赐人生命的救主来。
This was Adam's way of responding to the grace of God.
这就是亚当回应神恩典的方法。
It is as if Adam is saying,
好像亚当在说，
I did not believe your word then, but I do believe your word now.
我从前不相信你的话，但如今我相信了。
I did not hold fast to your word then, but I will now.
我从前没有把握住你的话，但如今我要把握了。
It was the God of grace who did not let them die as they should have.
虽然他们该死，但神并没有让他们死，这就是神的恩典了。
It was the God of grace that gave them promise of a redeemer.
神的恩典就是应许赐给他们一位救赎主。
And it was the God of grace who saved our first parents.
而神的恩典就是这样救了我们的祖先。
Let's look at it in Genesis 3:21.
再让我们看创世纪三章二十一节。
The Lord God made garments of skin for Adam and his wife Eve and clothed them.
耶和华神为亚当和他妻子用皮子做衣服给他们穿。
We are told after that Adam and Eve believed God.
我们知道自此以后亚当和夏娃相信神了。
And we are told after Adam and Eve believed God,
我们也知道自从亚当和夏娃相信了神之后
the Lord made garments of skin for them and clothed them.
神就用皮给他们做了衣服穿上。
It was the first animal sacrifice in the history of the universe.
为此亚当和夏娃见证了第一次宰杀无辜的动物。
It was the first animal sacrifice in the history of the universe.
这也是宇宙历史中第一次的动物牺牲。
The first lesson in grace was that an innocent dies for the guilty.
恩典的第一课就是无罪的为有罪的死。
This is the first biblical glimmer of understanding that the perfect, holy, sinless, innocent Son of God,
这也是圣经首次展露了一点点那完美圣洁无罪的神子的形象。
Will die for the guilty sinners who are all of the children of Adam and Eve.
他会为有罪的罪人，就是一切亚当和夏娃的后裔而死。
It is the garment of the righteousness of the Lord Jesus Christ that will make us acceptable to the Father.
主耶稣基督便是那公义的袍，让我们穿上得蒙天父接纳。
It is the garment of the righteousness of the Lord Jesus Christ that will justify us before God the Father.
主耶稣基督便是那公义的袍，让我们在父神面前得称为义。
Of course, this must have been astonishing to Adam and Eve.
当然，这必然使亚当和夏娃感到惊讶。
But the grace of God is always astonishing to those who experience it.
神的恩典常常使经历过的人感到惊讶。
Adam and Eve expected to die.
亚当和夏娃想他们必死无疑。
Adam and Eve deserved to die.
因为他们死有余辜。
Adam and Eve should have died.
因为他们罪有应得。
But instead they found life.
然而他们却找到了生命。
Being surprised by the grace of God should be the story of everyone who has experienced that grace of God.
神的恩典使他们惊讶，这也是每一个经历过神恩典的人的同感。
Constantly being awed by the grace of God should be the lifestyle of every disciple of Jesus Christ.
每一位耶稣基督的信徒在日常生活中也应该是不断因经历神的恩典而惊叹不已的。
What about you, my friend?
亲爱的朋友，你是这样的吗？
Have you experienced the grace of God?
你有没有经历过神的恩典呢？
Have you confessed your sins?
你有没有认你的罪呢？
Have you accepted Jesus' sacrifice on the cross as a payment for your sins?
你有没有接受耶稣因他为你的罪付上代价，在十字架上为你牺牲呢？
You might ask, how can a sinless man die for me?
你可能会问，一个无罪的人怎能为我而死呢？
That is impossible.
那是不可能的。
That is why it is called grace.
其实这正是它之所以被称为恩典的原因。
You cannot pay for it.
你不能用钱买的。
You cannot achieve it on your own.
你不能凭自己得到。
But God is offering it to you.
是神白白赐给你的。
Will you come to him?
你会不会来到神面前呢？
And say, Lord, I thankfully accept your grace.
对他说，主啊，感谢你，我愿意接受你赐给我的恩典。
I repent of my sin.
我要为我的罪悔改。
I receive your forgiveness.
我要接受你的宽恕。
If you have prayed this prayer, please write to us and tell us and let us know.
如果你有这样的祷告，请你来信告诉我们。
Until we meet again, I wish you God's richest blessing.
愿神大大的赐福给你，下次再会。
是啊， 我们常常呢，只是专注在神的恩典之上，却忘记了神的公义，那就是末日的审判，对我们罪的审判。可是呢，我们相信，因着神的恩典，我们才有了悔改的机会。正如主耶稣他降世为人，为我们的罪钉死在十字架上一样，都是出于神的恩典和他的爱。亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，愿我们能够更多的来认识神的恩典，并且珍惜这机会来努力为他做工。好，亲爱的听众朋友们，今天的节目就到这里，愿神大大的祝福你们，我们下次再会。
专心仰赖你，不依靠自己的聪明，在所行的事都要认定你。我要专心跟随你，不依靠自己的能力，在所行的路你必指引。将你的话语吸经向上，刻在心板上。主啊，我站立敬畏你。你是道路、真理和生命，走进你心意，献上一切。主啊，我尊荣。的聪明，在所行的事都